Now the floor is being given to our distinguished guest from South Africa. He is and chairman of International Lucifer Movement. Please, Mr. Mandela.
It is an honor for me to be here. Allow me to acknowledge the moderator, fellow panelists, as well as the excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It is indeed a privilege for me to be here with you in the midst of the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, addressing the philosophy and geopolitics of the multipolar world. Our gathering occurs at a historical junction in human history, and our struggle for multipolarity is neither philosophical nor are the geopolitics of the world fully aligned for achieving multipolarity. The mere act of addressing multipolarity is the contest, the hegemony of the old order. It is easy to conceive of philosophy as an abstract subject of geopolitics, as a dynamic set of conditions that affect all of us in one way or another. Collectively, we are responsible for the development of the language and instruments that can give expression to multipolarity. To do so, we must address both local and international challenges. Let me perhaps posit a statement that best summarizes the reality of multipolarity and why it is imperative that we must not only adopt it as a philosophy, but also ensure that we begin to shape the global discourse that advances our common goals and aspirations. The bold statement that I wish to make here today is that we are already well advanced into World War III. And it is evident in every sphere of human endeavor, political, social, economic, technological, and ideological. Whichever way we wish to look at it, multipolarity engages the central question of the survival of humanity. What is at stake is our very humanity, and hence the conflict that are raging in the world are born out of a unipolar philosophy which threatens all of us as a collective. Politically, the world order of disaster. Palestine is a case in point, with a genocide playing out in full view of the entire world, yet $14 billion in additional weapons is on its way to apartheid Israel, despite an ICJ in the past 2 weeks of the governing parties of BRICS, countries have lost their outright majority, two of them for that matter. Of course, they have two different sets of context and may well be dismissed as purely circumstantial. Let me just reflect on South Africa and why it is critical that we intensify our efforts to advance and consolidate multipolarity in the world. The birth of our democracy 3 decades ago, just before the inauguration of the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum in 1997, marked not only our triumph over apartheid regime, but also over its supporters, mainly the Western imperialism. Over the past 3 decades, the old order consolidated their economic, political power in South Africa and have been the enemies of transformation. They have fought against land redistribution and regularly waved the finger of corruption, whilst remaining the owners and beneficiaries of the land, mineral resources, and means of production. If you think multipolarity is an abstract, you need to look no further than the correspondence that was directed to the USA by our largest opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, and in the wake of South Africa's case of genocide against apartheid Israel, the adoption of the U.S.-South Africa Bilateral Relations Review Act. In the wake of our recent elections, Corporate South Africa has been lobbying hard for the coalition between the largest opposition party and the African National Congress. This is the hypocrisy of the old world order, the same hypocrisy that flies the flag of Ukraine, yet in an arch supporter of apartheid Israel and its genocide in Palestine. This is the same hypocrisy that keeps Africa enslaved despite its vast mineral wealth and its people perpetually underdeveloped. The philosophy and geopolitics of the unipolar world is rooted in unequal relations, which is also rooted in hypocrisy and the denial of common humanity. The survival of humanity, whether against the challenges of climate change, food security, hunger, as well as malnutrition, can only be secured through a more just world order underpinned by the new and emerging philosophy and geopolitical of multipolarity. For us, it means we shall never abandon the legacy of His Excellency President Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela and our National Democratic Revolution that strives for a non-racial, non-sexist, free and just South Africa in which all can enjoy prosperity. For Africa, it means that we continue to strive to unite our continent and to ensure that we are no longer the instruments of our own exploitation. And you are witnessing this in Niger, Burkina Faso, as well as in Mali. For Palestine, it means that we shall continue to mobilize the Global South and all freedom-loving people of the world under one single goal, that freedom is incomplete without the freedom of the Palestinians. Perhaps it is time for the world to return to that great African proverb, "Umntu ngumntu ngabantu," I am because we are. We walk this path together towards a more just multipolar world or perish at the precipice of hypocrisy and unipolarity. Thank you.